cold November night in the hellish landscape that was World War also. I mean, World War II. Deep in German-held territory, a lone soldier comes upon a foxhole.
Hello? Hello in there? I'm coming in.
What is the password?
Rock me Amadeus.
Yeah, fine. Come on down into the foxhole where it's warm.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a nice fire, and I made some hot cocoa with some chocolate I picked up from a little side invasion I made on our way to Austria.
Danke.
So, how is the World War treating you so far?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Can't complain. Besides, where would that get me? The Russian front?
A good one, Colonel Klink.
Hey, you! You in the foxhole!
Who could that be? We weren't expecting company.
We weren't expecting Bravo company. I will take a peek.
Ah. Aha! I got you! Put your hands up, you Jerrys!
Friedrich.
Otto.
I've got you, Friedrich and Otto. Put your hands up!
What?
Come on, up! Mock with the Schnell there, boys. One false move and I will kill you.
Kill us?
I will really kill you.
Really kill you? What kind of a threat is that?
I don't know.
I will really, really kill you. Absolutely kill you.
Is this supposed to be scary?
Come on, fellas. It's the best I've got.
Yankee, go home and practice your threatenings.
Yeah, go home, G.I. jerk.
You take all the fun out of the war.
Scheiße.
Sadly, it was true. The American troops found themselves in a war without any curse words. But this was soon to change. This is the story of J. Louis Weisenheimer, the man who changed the world, the man who invented the F-bomb. Our story begins on a small farm located in lower upstate New York. If you lean in and listen closely, maybe you can hear the bucolic sounds of the Weisenheimer family at work.
Louis? Louis Weisenheimer? Did you do your chores this morning?
Oh, yes, Father.
Did you hay the cattle?
Oh, yes, I hate the cattle, Father, because of the way they always look at me mean when I milk them and I touch the nipples.
Did you shoe that horse like I asked?
I sure did, boy. I shoot him all the way to the next county.
You what?
Get out of here, I said, and he went running, ging-ging. And I think I'll go join the horse. Hold on, Buttercup, I'm coming.
Not cut out for farming, young Louis tried his hand at several menial jobs. There was his job at the pharmacy.
Ooh, Weisenheimer, did you count those liver pills like I told you?
Oh, yes, Mr. Dr. Warnick. I put all the thousands of pills in one bowl here on the top of the coffin cold medicine display, what I stacked neatly in a big pile, and,
Weisenheimer! Weisenheimer!
Isn't anyone gonna gesundheit me?
There was the job as a product tester at the typewriter factory.
Uh-oh.
No, there just wasn't much of a place in a small town for a boy like Louis Weisenheimer.
Oh, poor little me.
But then came the drum, drum, drums of war. And, like many young men, he felt the tug of patriotism.
All the boys were doing it.
And young Louis answered the call of duty to his country.
Duty nothing. I got caught in the draft.
And Louis Weisenheimer soon found himself on the cups of destiny. On the cusp of destiny. Gotta get these teeth fixed. Our story continues after this message.
Hi, Mona. Gee, you look different. Is it your hair?
Yes, again.
New glasses?
Nope.
I know. It's your skin. You look brighter and feel warmer.
That's right. I am brighter. Thanks to the new Clinuc Atomic Skincare System.
Most moisturizers work from the top down, but only Clinuc Skincare System works from the inside, deeply penetrating your body with subatomic particles, melting away wrinkles and any non-lead-lined clothing. Clinuc gives your skin real radiance and glow. And I mean real radiance and glow.
Well, I'd love to stay and chat, but standing next to you, I think my pancreas is starting to cook.
Microwave bye-bye to wrinkles with Clinuc from Los Alamos Laboratories.
Now, back to the story of J. Louis Weisenheimer, father of the F-bomb. Louis has found himself at army camp, where, unsurprisingly, things aren't quite going his way.
You there, soldier!
Who, me?
Who, me, sir!
Oh, you don't have to sir me. I'm just a...
Soldier, me and my recruits have just come back from a tiring 12-mile march. I'm ordering you to go get a bucket of water, get back here, and refresh my privates.
Come again?
You refresh my privates!
But they,
Well, what are you waiting for?
The intimacy coordinator on this show?
Get to it, soldier!
Yes, sir. Refreshing your privates, sir. My privates are gonna be refreshed, all right. I'm gonna make them so fresh, boy.
Wait! Hey! What in the world are you doing to my pants, soldier?
Just following orders, Sergeant, with the refreshing and the privates.
Why, I'm going to pound you within an inch of your life. I'm going to give you such a beating, you're going to be cross-eyed.
No, not the Hoyven. Ooh, Gavain. Zizol. Ooh,
but just
watch
then, General Hackle happened to come along. Ooh, oh, by the way, that's me. I'm General Hackle. I'm narrating this story. This is my big scene.
You picks it.
What the devil is going on here, Sergeant?
General Hackle, I was just explaining to Private Weisenheimer here the finer points of military rank.
I think I got the point. Ooh, Ubrelvi.
Wait a minute, soldier. Where'd you learn to use words like that?
I've always had a knack.
The Army's been looking for a man who's inventive with words. I've got an opportunity for you. Have you ever heard of the Boston Project? The Boston Project. A top-secret plan to develop an all-purpose vulgarity so that America's fighting soldiers can express domination and incite fear in the mind of the enemy. A single word that can be used as a noun or a verb or an adjective or adverb, an expletive, interjection, conjunction, or even a gerund. And that, Private Weisenheimer, is the Boston Project.
The Forsten Planek.
Boston Project.
Heyman Kropik?
Boston Pro... Never mind.
Feibel Krostich?
Shut up.
Sorry.
And so, Private Louis Weisenheimer was secreted away to a special room. Inside a bigger room. Inside a chamber. Inside a secret warehouse on a secret military base. Okay, it was in Boston. That's why it's called the Boston Project. Okay, soldier, I need you to just stand there and say whatever comes to mind.
Just stand here, General, sir?
Yes, I'll be right on the other side of this door. Can you still hear me?
Yes, sir, I hear you swell.
Good. Okay, let's begin. Hit him with the rubber band.
Yes, sir. Commence rubber band fire.
Ow, fooey.
Not strong enough. Let's increase the attack. Hit him with the BB gun.
Commence BB gun fire.
Ow! Fudge!
Still not strong enough. Let's give him a hangnail.
General, are you sure?
Yes, damn it! The hangnail!
All right. Give him the hangnail.
Ow! A hangnail? Oh, flip!
And so it continued. An ever-escalating amount of irritation. An ever-increasing amount of agitated response. Paper cut.
Ow, 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 fish sticks.
A kick in the pants.
Ow, what'd you frickin' kick me for?
Stepping on a Lego.
No, not the Lego, no. Ow, ow, crack.
The test went on and on. For hours, nothing was strong enough. Nothing could provoke the test subject to elicit a new, never-before-heard expletive. Nothing, that is, until... It's not working. We've tried everything?
Not quite everything, sir.
What have we got left?
Slush ball, sir?
A slush ball.
Yes, sir.
Can I go home now?
Shut up! Well, what have we got to lose? Hit him with the slush ball.
Yes, sir. Release the slush ball.
And there it was, the word we were searching for. The F-bomb was born. The Army at last had the most advanced verbal vulgarism ever heard in modern warfare. Soldier, you've done your country a great service today.
I have? Wonderful. Happy to have helped. Look, can I get a towel? The slush is dripping down my shirt into my pants here. My socks are wet. I think I'm getting trench foot.
Make a note. We're going to have to control this thing. Soon, the Army had its highest-ranking grammarians on the job, conjugating the F-bomb into all possible variations. What have we got so far?
Well, so far, we've got, you, me, you're, we're, this is, up, and, you, you, wad. But we think we can take it a load farther.
And indeed it would. Because, as history has shown, the F-word found immediate and immense success on the battlefield, striking terror into the minds of the enemy.
Hey, Friedrich! Hey, Otto!
Yeah?
Guess who's back? And I'm gonna fucking kill you!
Fucking
me!
Unfortunately, the military soon found they could not control the F-bomb. First, it leaked out onto the streets of Boston. And, as history has shown, that city was never the same again.
Hey, smart-ass Southie College boy, get the fuck over here. I'll kick your ass all the way to Nantucket.
Once it hit the streets of Boston, it became uncontrollable. The F-bomb began to spread into common usage. Construction workers, substitute teachers, jazz musicians. And then, to the military's horror, film director Martin Scorsese got hold of it. And language was never the same again. But what of our hero, J. Lewis Weisenheimer? Well, after creating the F-bomb, he had his mouth washed out with soap and was given a medal. The prestigious Blue Streak Award for outstanding contributions to the war effort.
Hello, testing? Private Weisenheimer, you've given the defenders of democracy a great gift. Do you have anything to say?
Oh, now I am become the naughty word person, destroyer of the Fallhaven.
You should be proud of yourself, son. We're all proud of you.
I've built the biggest F-bomb the world has ever seen.
Yes, yes, you have, son. Until, of course, somebody goes and builds a bigger F-bomb.
Bigger?
Yes.
Mother...
That's it. Thanks for listening. Hey, coming up next time on Spoof, if you're a fan of Yellowstone, you'll love this. It's Yellow Belly. Here's a preview.
Shamey, you're my son and I love you, but you tried to steal my ranch, sicken my cattle, and blew me up with a cow bomb. Where did you go wrong, Shamey?
Where did I go wrong? You never loved me.
Well, that's not true, son.
You used to pay my sister Death $10 to slug me.
I got her down to $5.
That's Yellow Belly coming up next time on the Spoof Podcast. So be sure to tell your friends where to find us. And thanks again for tuning in.